In the days since the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, there have been calls for more gun control from high school students around the country. There's a lot of polling that indicates young people skew more liberal on social issues than their elders, with one notable exception, and that's guns. Young adults are no more liberal than their parents or grandparents when it comes to gun control. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wong has more.
How you doing? We're going to start the sign-in sheet this week, so if you want to come over.
Every week, inside a red brick building at the University of Delaware, there's a gathering of young advocates of the Second Amendment.
My name is Jordan Rieger. I'm 22, and I'm the treasurer of the Students for Second Amendment Club here at UD.
Rieger is keeping attendance on her laptop, which shows off a yellow NRA bumper sticker with the words, "Don't tread on my gun rights." On tonight's meeting agenda is a discussion about the gunman who killed 17 high school students and staff in Parkland, Florida.
That's a violation of the Second Amendment. That's not what it was intended for in my own personal view.
Rieger was 18 when she took an NRA course on pistol shooting. She sees guns as self-defense tools, but she thinks many of her millennial peers don't.
We are living in a time right now where we're seeing a lot more of these mass casualties. So I think when people don't know that much about firearms, when they see it on the news used in a horrible fashion, that's like all they associate it with.
The question is, should gun laws in the U.S. be made more strict, less strict, or kept as they are now?
That's what Frank Newport's polling organization, Gallup, has asked the under 30 crowd over the past 3 years. What they found was millennials feel pretty much the same about gun control as their elders. But Kim Parker, who leads social trends polling at the Pew Research Center, says millennials are more conservative than older generations when it comes to two gun control proposals.
The biggest gap that we see is on banning assault-style weapons.
And on banning high-capacity ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Pew's polling last year found that a greater share of millennials, both Republicans and Democrats, are more conservative when it comes to those bans compared to older generations.
What we're hearing now in the immediate aftermath of Parkland might not be representative of what a whole generation feels.
To be clear, some demographers argue that millennials make up one part of today's generation of young people. They say that millennials include people born in the 80s and all the way through 2000, and that the teenaged high school activists who have been organizing since the Florida shooting are part of a separate group some call Generation Z. Still, for 19-year-old Abigail Kay, who considers herself a millennial, the polling results about her peers come as a shock.
I think that's surprising because I feel like we're a more progressive generation.
Kay says she remembers hearing about the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School when she was growing up about a couple hours away. Fellow University of Delaware student Khalil Evans is 20 and says he doesn't need a gun, and he can understand why people would want hunting rifles and handguns. But assault-style rifles?
There's no need for these high-caliber rifles that pierce through walls, and people can say they use them for hunting or whatever, but why do you need a weapon with such high caliber that would pierce through the animal and, like, eight trees behind it?
I base what we need off of what the military has.
Jeremy Grundin is 22, president of the Students for the Second Amendment at the University of Delaware, and he says he's encouraged to hear that millennials are less likely to support banning assault-style weapons.
When it comes to, like, in the Second Amendment, we're supposed to be a well-armed and well-maintained militia and all that. Quite frankly, like, we need that and plus more.
Many of the high schoolers organizing next month's March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. say what the country needs is more gun control. But pollsters say it's unclear right now if they really represent the voice of Generation Z. Why? Well, pollsters generally don't count the views of those under 18. So we probably won't have national polling on that until more of them are officially adults. Hanzi Lo Wong, NPR News, Newark, Delaware.